Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
Here is the guest host of Jeopardy, Ken Jennings.
Thank you, Johnny Gilbert. Thank you, everyone. Welcome to Jeopardy. You know, sharing this stage with Alex Trebek was one of the greatest honors of my life. Not many things in life are perfect, but Alex did this job pretty much perfectly for more than 36 years, and it was even better up close. We were dazzled by his intelligence, his charm, his grace, really. There's no other word for it. Like all Jeopardy fans, I miss Alex very much, and I thank him for everything he did for all of us. Let's be totally clear. No one will ever replace the great Alex Trebek, but we can honor him by playing the game he loved.
You didn't sound nervous, Ken, were you?
I was terrified. That's a stressful situation to put somebody in, you know. We had just lost Alex. Everybody there was missing him, and you know, I'd been watching him almost my whole life. I kind of felt like it wouldn't be Jeopardy without him. And I was right. It wasn't quite the same. He was special.
What was he like off camera?
The funny thing is, he was so different than his what people assume about him from watching the show. You know, because Jeopardy moves so fast, Alex always kind of had to be very clipped and just the facts, ma'am, and keep everything moving. You know, people often think of him as like kind of starched or even smug just because he kind of had to correct people and move on. But when the cameras were off, audiences just ate him up. He was goofy. He would tell jokes. He would do impressions. He was suddenly like your wacky uncle, and it was so fun to watch that up close all the years I got to do it.
Was he part of the contestant audition you went through to get on the show? Tell us what that process is like.
I think in the early days of the show, sometimes when Alex was a producer on the show, sometimes you would see him at your audition. No, today it's all online. You know, you could, anybody listening here, if they like Jeopardy, they could bring it up the webpage and try out today if they wanted, or at least set up a test today. I actually went to a hotel in L.A., and you take a very hard test. It's like 30 questions kind of from the harder stuff on the show, and or 50-question test. And if you get a lot of them right, you know, they'll call you for a follow-up audition. And a year later, they called back and said, hey, you're going to be on the show in 3 weeks. And that's when I panicked.
Well, here's the question. Are you going to be the new host?
I have no idea. Sony needs to decide this summer because I've heard they want to have a new permanent host lined up for next year. And, of course, they start shooting those shows during the summer. I think one thing we've seen with the guest host rotation is that everybody's got a different spin on it, and the show still works a lot of different ways, which is really great. I like that they've been picking a lot of people with kind of the credibility, you know, people where when they give you the correct response, you get the sense that they actually might know that, you know, like Anderson Cooper is not just reading from a piece of paper, you know, these are people who actually know this stuff. And I think that really helps because Alex did too.
Well, you've been called the Michael Jordan of trivia. You won 74 games, collected a little more than $2.5 million. Have you invested all of your money, Ken?
Yeah, you don't want to win on Jeopardy and then lose it all on a single horse racing bet or, like, you know, weekend at the club. Yeah, it's all. I have kids, so it's all pretty boringly stocked away for college. I'm going to be okay, probably.
What would we be most surprised to find out about Jeopardy tapings if we could hang out backstage?
If you've only seen the show, like, one surprising thing is that they do 5 in a day. Like, it's when I was guest hosting, those are long days, you know? Like, you change your tie, and the contestant who won puts on a new blouse, and, you know, everybody just do it again a few minutes later. I guess the main thing is that it's so much more, it moves so much faster when you're actually out there having to play and keep up with it. Like, it doesn't seem at all well-behaved and calm like it does on TV, you know? It really feels gladiatorial when you're in there. If you ever get a chance to go to a live taping, once that comes back, you should grab it. It's fun.
When you get together with your friends, Ken, does somebody, some smart aleck pull out a Trivial Pursuit game and challenge you?
Like, I know my family hates playing certain games with me. Like, if they know it's my game, they'll be like, we can't play that. Like, Dad always wins. And that's fair enough. Often what will happen is I'll meet somebody on the street and they will have a trivia question just lined up and ready to go, I guess, in case they met me. Like, they'll just see me and make a beeline for me and they'll say, you know, in 1978 on the Billboard R&B chart, you know, and I'm like, what is happening?
Oh, you must be very happy about having to wear a mask. You know what I mean?
I was just thinking that the other night, like, people were starting to take masks off in the stores, and I was like, I kind of like the mask.
Yeah.
But I'm impressed when somebody can tell it's me just from the, like, just from the eyes and eyebrows, or lack thereof. That's impressive.
Yeah, I bet they can. As we mentioned, Ken Jennings is into a lot of things. He's an author, and he's also on a new ABC show that premieres this Sunday night, described as a heart-racing quiz show where three competitors face off against The Chaser, a ruthless quiz genius determined to stop them. The show's called The Chase. Are you the ruthless quiz genius, Ken?
I am a ruthless quiz genius, but I'm not the most ruthless. They've got James Holzhauer, too, so I look sweet and likable by comparison, to be honest. It's, a team of three regular folks has to team up against somebody they've seen on Jeopardy, and it's a really, really fun, fast-paced show. Anybody who enjoys quiz shows should check it out.
Sunday night on ABC. Reading about you and how you grew up overseas, your family spent 15 years in Korea and Singapore. It kind of is amazing to me that you're so well versed in what I would term American trivia, because where did you pick this all up?
I got to say that, like, growing up overseas is maybe the reason why I'm such a fan of American pop culture, because we were just, as kids, we were starved for it, you know? Like, if somebody got a VHS tape from home, we would watch every, you know, we'd watch every SNL on it, like, multiple times. We'd wear out the tape. We'd watch every commercial because we missed McDonald's commercials, you know? Mm-hmm. So, like, we treated pop culture like a prized quantity, which is not true anymore. Now there's too much of it. But I come from a time when there was a scarcity, and I think it really kind of made me into a trivia nerd.
Ken Jennings, it's great talking to you, Ken. Good luck with The Chase. And if you turn out to be the host of Jeopardy, and if that's what you want, all the best to you. And hopefully we'll see you down the road.
Thank you so much. Fingers crossed.
Okay. Be well.